local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, well, let's go through some of the top stories in the news right now. But if you'd like to weigh in, once again, 850-437-1620. So there is a, well, first of all, let's start off with NATO. NATO is continuing to back Ukraine with that whole, you know, with the whole Russia-Ukraine situation. NATO chief says the alliance will not back down on Ukrainian aid. And so Russia lashes out at the United States over the nuclear talks. Remember, that was one of the top stories yesterday. They're lashing out at the United States over that. And so I don't know. We'll have to see. But either way, NATO is still pledging more weapons. They're pledging to help fix the power grid. They're pledging to address and more finances over there as well. The what's it called, this bill? I forgot what the name of this bill was. They're calling it the same sex marriage bill. It's the I've forgotten the name of the bill now. I just went blank on the actual name of it. But this is. Yes, it's the marriage equality bill. Thank you. So the marriage equality bill, it has a revised version that has hit the Senate now. And the Senate is expected to pass this bill, which would protect same-sex marriage and interracial marriage. And according to the census data, there's now 1.2 million households in the United States that have a same-sex, I guess, or they're a same-sex household. 1.2 million same-sex household. But apparently, Mike Lee introduced an amendment, and that amendment was rejected. So, all right. So we'll have to see what happens with this. But the idea of this thing is it would protect interracial marriages by requiring states to recognize legal marriages regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, and national origin. Then it would do the same thing. It would require all states to recognize all legal same-sex marriages across the country. In other words, if your state does not have same-sex marriage, but somebody got married in another state that does legalize it, you have to recognize that thing right there. So there are a couple of other amendments that are up for vote as well. So I already mentioned that the one amendment from Mike Lee was struck down by one vote. And then there's two more that are going down. One from James Lankford from Oklahoma, and Marco Rubio has an amendment as well. It looks like they're about to vote on Senator Lankford's amendment to this bill. So that's what's going down in the Senate there today. And then one of the other top stories that we got going on in the news here is the Republican National Convention is doing a review of party pack tactics after a disappointing midterm. So they've launched this whole new review. COVID cases are starting to rise throughout the United States. Places like Michigan, it's very high, 8,800 new COVID cases, 113 deaths. It's, of course, these numbers are not nearly as high as what they used to be, but it is high nonetheless. Stock market fell for a third day today as investors look at Federal Powell's speech pertaining to raising the interest rates. We knew that was probably going to be happening as well. Chesapeake Walmart employee that was one of the employees that was there during the shooting, suing Walmart for $50 million, saying that the store knew about the gunman's troubling behavior and didn't do anything about it. And so that was one of the things right there. Got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have a slowdown on the 3 mile bridge. Got a text in that this is actually due to a RV that is disabled. No tow truck on the site yet. That was just a couple minutes ago. So definitely seeing some slow moving traffic backing up to Bayfront Parkway. This is going to be if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Gulf Breeze, taking the 3 mile bridge. Expect some slowdowns this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 just looking good throughout our area, as well as 29. And expect your everyday afternoon delays as you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace due to construction on the bridge. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A couple other big stories going on in the news today. The United States advances in the World Cup after beating Iran 1-0. So congratulations to them. That's a positive story right there. China could have 1,500 nuclear warheads by 2035, according to the report, being concerned that China is starting to stockpile nuclear weapons. And this becoming a bit of a more of a concern with the United States and what's going on with China. There's the investigation of that FTX, that cryptocurrency company. I remember that was big news like last week about that. FTX resumes paying staff contractor salaries following bankruptcy, but the Fed is investigating that failure. And so they're just really getting started with that whole thing right there. No danger yet still with the Mauna Loa lava flow from that eruption that's occurred for the first time since 1984. So they're keeping an eye on that one still, but so far no big concerns. And the latest in Idaho's investigation, still no suspect. Wow. Still no weapon. Wow. Yeah. 2 weeks after they found 4 University of Idaho students murdered, they still don't have a suspect or a weapon. Hey, that's not good. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got your update, top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. So stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thank you for joining me. As always, I really do appreciate it. And if you'd like to weigh in or text, you can give us a call or text. So there is our new mobile app you got to download. You can listen to the live stream anytime, anywhere. But you can also listen to podcasts of this show, of Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, and of Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. So just look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. So just look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store today. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, China is fighting back against mass protest over its zero COVID policy. Police are patrolling streets in major cities this week as thousands call for more freedom, protesting against President Xi Jinping. China's domestic security chief promised to effectively maintain overall social stability in a rare official comment. Twitter is no longer stopping misinformation about COVID. A new update as of last week has the company not removing or tagging misleading information about the pandemic. Social media platform's new CEO, Elon Musk, has talked about his commitment to free speech on Twitter. And finally, here's how it sounded.
Interrupt. It comes into the box again. An Iranian player looking for a penalty. And the game is over.
Yeah, USA, 1-0 win over Iran today. Very exciting. And the USA advances to the knockout stage. They will face the Netherlands bright and early Saturday, 9 a.m. start.
Yeah, so that's a very exciting time to see this. I haven't been able to watch it yet. I was watching today's, but just got caught up with too many other things getting ready for the show and stuff, so I wasn't able to sit down and just watch it.
Yeah,
but that was the one. So I'm glad they were able to advance around again, so I can watch them try to play. You say Friday or Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Saturday,
okay. Bright and early, yeah, 9 o'clock.
Got another opportunity there to be able to listen to them right there. And then what was the story you had about China? What's China doing on your right there?
So they are cracking down on protesters with the
with the COVID,
right? Major cities have more law enforcement presence out and about.
Yeah. So I saw yesterday that there was that Iran reportedly admitted that they had 300 protesters that were killed in their recent protests over there in Iran. And, you know, it's like, wow, that's a lot of people. And so in China is another place where stuff like that will happen, or they'll just, you know, magically disappear. Right. You just won't see him again for a while. Like, oh, what happened to so-and-so? I don't know. He was protesting, you know, and that's about it. It's not the same kind of thing as what happens in our country where you can protest and do things. Some of those other countries like Iran and China, no, you end up going missing for a while. You get too involved like that. So kind of bizarre. Anything else for us?
No, that's it for now. See you in about 7 minutes.
Sounds good. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I heard this on WEAR Channel 3 just the other day. Apparently, Jesse Lacoste, Pensacola contractor Jesse Lacoste, wanted by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office for larceny. And no word on a particular case. But if you remember, he and his brother-in-law, Matthew Banks, were two contractors who were... I mean, they've just kind of opened up a can of worms with the problems in Escambia County as it pertains to contractor complaints. These guys just had dozens and dozens and dozens of complaints against them. And they had their contractor's licenses revoked. His brother-in-law, Matthew Banks, is charged with fraud back in August. And now here's Jesse Lacoste has gone, apparently gone missing. I was talking to somebody about it, and I guess they were saying that he's like posting all of his whereabouts on social media still. So, cause this came across WEAR yesterday. And so when it did, got a message from somebody saying, Jesse's all over social media. Are they not like watching social media? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the police, but I do think they do look at social media to try to figure things out, like to see where people are going and what they're doing and stuff. So at least that's what I've heard in the past. So I'm sure they're probably going to be doing that kind of stuff. But anyway, just thought that was kind of interesting because he's on social media apparently, and yet the center of the county asking where he is. So Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. We have some slow traffic on all of our bridges. So right now, the worst one's going to be 3 Mile Bridge. We have a RV that stalled in the right lane. Got a text in a little while ago saying that there's no tow truck on scene just yet. Again, it's in the southbound direction, but we did get another email in saying that Road Rangers are on the way. So these slowdowns are backing up all the way onto Bayfront and Chase. So that light, you're going to see slowdowns on Bayfront and Chase. Once you get through it, it's going to continue onto East Gregory Street and go southbound onto the 3 Mile Bridge. Slowdowns start right before the hump. On the Garcon Point Bridge, we have debris that came out of a trailer that's causing slowdowns in both directions. Both directions down to one lane. So again, that's the Garcon Point Bridge showing slowdowns right in the middle of the bridge. And then our typical afternoon traffic on the Highway 90 Bridge leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace due to construction. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your tip and details. Presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I do want to talk about a story here in Pensacola that pertains to the e-scooters. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. is Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. All right, so an update here for you on the Pensacola e-scooters. So starting December 7th, I'll be here before we know it, all citizens who ride those little e-scooter things will be required to park them in a designated e-scooter parking corral. Parking should not block the sidewalk access. Instead, they're going to be parked in designated. There's going to be a little vinyl circles on the ground that says e-scooter parking that you'll be able to find it. And if you do not park it there, if you just park it like in the street or leave it just somewhere on the sidewalk or in front of a business or a house, then it could result in a $150 penalty. Written citation with a $150 penalty. What if the thing dies? Because I've ridden like only like three or four of them before, and like twice out of the three times, it's just died on me.
And the ticket
is... walking that sucker over to a corral.
The ticket is just as much as running a red light? Basically?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, basically, yes. Events that were done to it, I didn't see the latest. I just saw the first one was... the first one failed. It was introduced by Mike Lee. Marco Rubio has an amendment from here in Florida. It's supposed to be heard. We don't know about that one just yet. And the markets dropped yet again today ahead of the federal chair's speech. The markets do not like when the interest rates rise, and they're afraid that's what he's going to announce, which he's already hinted to, that they're going to raise the rates at least another time, maybe even two more times. They just won't raise them 0.75 again, allegedly. I mean, I guess we'll have to see whether they do that or not. All right, it is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, the World Cup update here. We've got Saul beating Ecuador. Was that? Yeah. So Senegal beat Ecuador 2-1. I already mentioned the United States beat Iran. England beat, believe it's Wales. Yeah, England beat Wales 3-0. And the Netherlands beat Qatar 2-0. So you've got Senegal beating Ecuador, Netherlands beating Qatar, England beating Wales, USA beating Iran. TNT has the NBA tonight at 6:30. Golden State Warriors will take on the Dallas Mavericks, followed by the Clippers taking on the Portland Trailblazers. And then you've got NCAA men's basketball going on tonight. As far as ranked games go, number 22, Maryland, is playing Louisville on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Number 19, Kentucky, is playing Bell at 6 o'clock also on ESPN+. And number 16, Illinois, is... so they're playing Bellarmine. What is this? Bellarmine? Never heard of them. So number 19, Kentucky, is playing Bellarmine. At number 16, Illinois is playing Syracuse at 6:30 on ESPN. Number 1, Houston is playing Norfolk. Then you've got number 6, Baylor playing Marquette. Number 3, Virginia playing Michigan at 8:30 on ESPN. NHL hockey, Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Boston Bruins at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. And the Florida Panthers are playing Calgary at 8 o'clock on ESPN+. Then I'll give you your sports news and your CBS Sports Minute right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Still seeing extremely slow-moving traffic on the 3-mile bridge right now. This is due to an RV that is disabled in the southbound direction. It's going to be in the right lane, but it is backing up traffic all the way onto Bayfront Parkway as well as East Chase Street. On East Chase Street, you're going to see these slowdowns right around I-110 southbound at 9th Avenue, and Bayfront Parkway is backing up about to the Veterans Memorial Park. You'll start seeing these slowdowns throughout the whole way to the bridge if you're heading southbound, and the RVs around the hump. On 98 throughout Navarre, we do have an accident. Scene of the accident is just off of Brand Court, and we're showing delays in both the east and westbound directions. If you see something else or have details, call 850-262-6111 to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf with your News Radio 92.3 traffic on the Fives.
All righty. Some of the sports news going on in the news world today. Aaron Rodgers plans to start for the Packers against the Bears, and he's getting good news on his MRI, apparently. So that's very good news. I just mentioned that Cutter ended up losing, so that ends up getting them, that ends up knocking them out of the World Cup, and that ended up being the worst campaign ever for a host country. Oh, okay. Tiger Woods jumping in on the bandwagon with others, saying that that Greg Norman, kind of the spokesperson for LIV Golf, Greg Norman needs to go. Okay. And he says, in order for the LIV Golf and PGA Tour to negotiate, Greg Norman needs to get out of the way. Okie dokie. And then we've got here Timberwolves. Carl Anthony Towns is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a calf strain. Oh, that's vicious. Texas quarterback Card, he has entered the transfer portal. This would be a Hudson Card. You know, he played a little bit this year. He's a redshirt freshman. He played a little bit, though. And he basically didn't win the starting position. He started three games. That was it. Started two games last year. And he's deciding, hey, I'm not going to win it over here. I'm going to enter the transfer portal. So this is the second major quarterback we've seen in college football in the last 2 days to enter the transfer portal. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Prevagen. It can be shocking how many teams mishandle the clock at the end of games. On Monday night, Matt Ryan was down 7 driving in the final minutes of the game with all 3 timeouts. Ryan scrambled for 14 yards, and as the clock ticked down, failed to call a timeout. Even Tom Brady failed to call a timeout at a crucial moment in a loss to the Cleveland Browns. We can blame the coaches all we want, but we should save some of that criticism for these veteran quarterbacks as well. I'm Maggie Gray.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw a disturbing story up in Century, just north of us here. They said that there's the fourth inmate death of the year at Century Prison is now under investigation. This is the fourth inmate who's died this year. Oh my goodness. Other inmate deaths was April 17th, May 14th, and July 14th. The cause of death remains pending in each, and the names have not been released either. So now they got a fourth one that's being investigated, and they're trying to, they said they're investigating the incident which resulted in his death. And they would not confirm if his death resulted in foul play, but did say the inmates who caused harm to others are held accountable for their actions. Okay, so it sounds like he was killed. Well, my goodness, 4 of them at Century Correctional Institute. One of the things I saw was a comment. I don't know, it's just a comment, but, you know, here it is. It says, when I worked there long ago, over 80% had 25 years to life sentences. Some die of old age and get sick and won't go to the infirmary. You have gang warfare and individual bullies, plus lover quarrels, adding drugs, cell phones in the mix, and all kinds of other stasis. All cases are investigated by inspector's office, which is independent of the institution. And so, yeah, this seems like, wow, 4 people. It's pretty bizarre. In a related story, I saw this information. According to Death Row USA, they have the number of people who are on death row in each state. And I was like, oh, I wonder how many there are. So first of all, only 27 states even have capital punishment anymore. So a little bit over half of the states have capital punishment, and that's it. So out of those states, the state that has the most prisoners on death row, California. Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I didn't realize California still had capital punishment. But capital punishment, California has 690 inmates on death row. Florida, 323, and that's the second most. So we have 323, and it's half, it's even less than half of the number of California. Then Texas comes in third with the most inmates on death row at 199, Alabama at 166, and then North Carolina at 138. The states that have the lowest would be New Hampshire with only one, South Dakota with one, Montana two, Utah seven, and Indiana eight. So here's an interesting thing, though, too. Maybe part of the reason why Texas came in third on the list instead of number one is because from 1976 to April of 2022, Texas has executed 573 of those people on death row. 573. California, only 13 individuals. So California has the most on death row, but they don't, you know, they're just on death row. They don't actually, you know, die. Florida, we have executed 99 inmates on death row since 1976. And so that puts us at 323. Alabama, 69. And then North Carolina was 43. So I thought that was kind of interesting right there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next on News Radio, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Plus, what are your favorite holiday smells? That and more on News Radio 92.3. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fires of Gracie Wolf. We'll come back and talk to the newsroom.
We do have slow moving traffic on the 3 mile bridge right now. That's going to be in the southbound direction as you are moving southbound, about to get onto the 3 mile bridge. You're going to start seeing these slowdowns on East Chase Street and Bayfront Parkway. This is due to a disabled RV that stalled on the 3 mile bridge. Again, heading southbound, it's right near the hump. And this is going to be on the right lane. Also have slowdowns on 98 throughout Navarre due to an accident. It looks like it's improving, but you will see some slow traffic right off of Brand Court due to an accident in both directions. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go to the newsroom to Joe Ford. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, a very busy morning for Escambia EMS crews. We had a house fire near Bayou Chico early this morning. Several pets killed in that. One person was able to get out safe, thankfully. A little bit later on at around 11 a.m. today, a 9-year-old girl was hospitalized after EMS and deputies responded to a drowning call. Also, an adult was hospitalized as well after passing out from emotional distress. So very busy morning for EMS. Elsewhere, Black Friday shoppers setting new records, according to the National Retail Federation. Close to 200 million went shopping from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday. That's up from 179 million last year. And lawmakers are quickly drafting a bill to stop a potential rail strike. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they'll have the bill on the floor as soon as tomorrow morning, which will include an agreement negotiated between labor unions and the railroads. Finally, the World Cup chief in Qatar says between 400 and 500 migrant workers were killed in connection to work done on projects for the tournament. This is significant because it's something that we've known all along, but for some reason, Qatar wasn't acknowledging that until just this week. The individual told Piers Morgan he didn't have the exact number of deaths, but said one is too many.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for that quick update. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. What are your favorite smells during for the holidays? Favorite smells. And coming in numero uno, Christmas trees. 56% said it's one of their favorite holiday smells. I got to admit, when I brought the tree in, we went and got a tree Black Friday. And I carried it in the house. I was like, dadgum, this thing smells good. It's just something about a real Christmas tree. It smells good. Number two, favorite holiday smell, cookies. Number three, cinnamon. Oh, I like all of these. Number four, hot chocolate. Number five, gingerbread. Number six, peppermint. Number seven, a fire burning in the fireplace. And number eight, chestnuts. Wait, what? I don't know what a chestnut tastes like. What does a chestnut taste like or smell like? I don't even know what it tastes like either. Now I think about it. I just know the song, Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire. I don't even know what that smells like, though. Burnt nuts? I don't know. All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, I heard Joe Ford talking about this yesterday, and so I was like, well, that sounds like a sign of the apocalypse. Going to hold on to that one. A Florida woman, yes, that's right, a Florida woman has filed a $5 million lawsuit against the makers of Velveeta microwavable shells and cheese cups. Yes. Apparently, it says it'll be ready in 3.5 minutes. She says it takes longer than that. So apparently, you know, since it takes longer than that, she's owed $5 million. Because her time is worth money. She's like, time is money. And I made about 5 million of these Kraft macaroni and cheeses. So I need about $5 million. Because for every minute that they went over, I'm cooking. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. What is wrong with people? All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, oh, we got to talk about the airport just a little bit. And do you guys like pickleball?